Hello and welcome to the 15th episode of HP Detectives. I am Alex, and today I have with me podcast fan, what's your name?
Morawani.
So, you have Skyped me a few times before.
Yes.
I'd just like to, remind everyone that our Skype name is HP Dash Detectives. And if we haven't been on that time, you can talk to either me or Sam. So, what do you want to talk about today?
I don't know. That's up to you.
Yeah. That's up to me. Well, when did you get into Harry Potter?
When it first came out. That was when I was, like, in the first grade. Or second grade.
Yeah, so about 9 years ago?
Oh, yeah, so when you guys were probably, like, in kindergarten.
Yeah, but yeah, probably about 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And, I expect you've seen all the movies?
Yes, I have. 500 times each, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I watch them over and over.
I've seen all the movies at least once, have all the games and beaten all of them. So, when I was talking to you earlier, you were saying that you didn't think that Dumbledore is dead, even though J.K. Rowling said that he was. Just what makes you think that he's still alive?
Wait, you're asking me this?
Yeah.
I never said, like, he was still alive. I just, like, you know, it's something that, you know, since Dumbledore's, like, a big person in Harry Potter, it's kind of like, oh my god, he's dead. You know, you just can't believe it. But it's true.
Yeah, and did you see the thing about that J.K. Rowling said that, that where she's right now, Voldemort's getting some leg room that he's wanted desperately for 13 years. What do you think of that?
Leg room?
Yeah, she's saying that he's getting some leg room.
I don't know. That could be a bad thing.
Probably.
Yeah. For Harry.
Yeah, and do you think that Harry, Ron, and Hermione are all going to live through the 7th book?
I don't know. Rumor has it, and I really believe that Harry might die.
Huh.
And Ron and Hermione might live.
Oh. I thought that Harry would live, and maybe Ron would die. I think that, Snape and Neville are gonna die for sure for Harry.
Neville might come out to do something like that, too.
Yeah,
like,
Neville...
You mean in, like, a courageous movement?
Yeah, like, to save Harry, they die.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Neville doing that, just like in the Ministry of Magic, where he kept on fighting when he was bleeding and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And told Harry, let them torture me, let them kill me, just don't give them the prophecy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just been many things. Oh, and I was reading something today because of the terrorist plots that were happening in the UK. J.K. Rowling had to check the 7th book that she was writing because she brought it to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just kind of scared that someone was going to take it because she had her name on the bag. That someone was just going to go in it and take the 7th book, but it was not taken.
That's good.
Yeah.
That'd be bad if it was stolen.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character? It's gotta be Ron.
Huh.
Like, it's gotta be Ron because of his humor and his, like, his fear for spiders is really funny,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I like that. Do you like the way that Rupert Grint plays Ron?
Yeah, actually, like, since they're all getting older now, I think Ron's the one who's getting older faster.
Yeah, the thing is Rupert Grint is the only person that is not going to school anymore.
Yeah.
Emma and Dan are still going to school.
Well, yeah, Emma and Dan are still in high school.
Yeah, if you call it school, it's more like private tutoring on set.
Well, it's still school.
Yeah, it's still school. Did you get to see that video of the filming at King's Cross that goes out for, like, 30 minutes?
No.
Yeah. Like, there was this really low-quality video that I got to see. Just some film they did, and immediately Warner Brothers asked everyone to take it off the web. So, you can't see it anymore, but thousands of people got to see it. So it probably hurt revenue.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character would probably be... Cedric Diggory.
Why's that?
I just liked his personality. Just how, when his dad was saying, yeah, the right man won in the Quidditch, he's like, he told Harry, never mind him. I just liked
him. Yeah, his dad was pretty,
Yeah, I just liked how he'd just say, I really don't care what my dad's saying, forget what he's saying.
He's modest.
Yeah.
Very
I like
modest.
That about him. And I saw some pictures of the younger Marauders, and I just didn't think that they looked anything like the older ones or how I imagine them looking.
Oh, you mean, wait, what do you mean?
The Marauders. James, Sirius.
Oh, yeah, Newman. Yeah. The younger ones, you mean like in the 10th series?
Yeah. I just didn't think they looked much like I imagined them, or much like the actors look now. But I heard the person who's playing Snape, sat down with the person who plays Snape, what's his name? Whatever his name is. Sat down with him and told him a lot about his character that no one knows that J.K. Rowling had told him. So he can play it better, because that just makes me think that he's gonna have a huge part in the 7th book if J.K. Rowling told him.
Yeah.
Exactly how his character should be played.
Do you think Hagrid's brother Grop, the giant, or I think that's how you say it? Do you think he's gonna have anything, like any role?
He might have a role convincing other giants to help, but I found the name of person play Snake. It's Alan Rickman. You were mentioning earlier that you'd like us to do kind of like what Leaky Mug does, and just go around and do podcasts other places.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a good idea, but the thing is...
It would cost a lot of money for you guys.
Yeah, a lot of money, and then finding time to do it also. When both me and Sam have a week free to go out somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then finding a place to do it. Being we're not that big of a podcast, with only about 50 listeners.
Yeah, maybe when you're older.
Yeah, maybe because...
When you can drive.
Yeah, when we can drive, we just drive instead of having to pay for a plane ticket or something.
Yeah. But then you'd have to pay for gas prices.
Yeah. But it probably by the time we can drive, pay would have gone up to compensate for the higher gas prices.
Yeah. You know, I wish, like, we seriously had some broomsticks so we could, like, ride on our broomstick at just places.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for gas or anything.
I don't know. It might be the Quidditch World Cup.
That'd be fun if there actually was Quidditch. Yeah. Like an actual sport.
I know that at Lumos they played water Quidditch.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I was on the Lumos website and they had it. And apparently, the Leaky Mug team won.
Wow.
Because all they did was play the final. And apparently, the team that they played was pretty upset because they've been playing it all day, winning every game, and then some person who hasn't played a single game comes in and beats them. Well, I can see where you could be upset about that. You played all day, some team that hasn't even played at all that day comes and plays you and beats you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, do you listen to any other Harry Potter podcasts?
I listen to this one, HP Detectives, of course.
Yeah.
And Mugglecast and Pottercast.
And Leaky Mug?
Yeah, and Leaky Mug.
Yeah. Those are basically the Harry Potter ones I listen to. And occasionally I'll listen to an episode of Snapecast.
Snapecast?
Yeah, Snapecast. It's a podcast all on Snape.
That should be interesting to listen to.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think I've asked you this. What do you think about the Horcruxes?
Like, where they are?
Yeah. Like, what do you feel about them? Like, what do you think about them?
I think episode one we talked about Horcruxes, but I think that one of them might be in Dumbledore's office, and also another discussion. What do you think? How long do you think you can go between killing someone and making a Horcrux?
Killing someone and making a Horcrux?
Yeah, like how long can there be in between there?
Like, the amount of time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've always wondered how you do that. Like, if you have to kill someone to split your soul, but I don't really know.
You don't know how you do that?
No, I really don't. I just think it takes, like, powerful dark magic just to, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it, and I'm not sure how it actually works, but I think we might actually find out.
Yeah, I think we will find out how to destroy it.
Yeah. How to destroy it? That, I think I'm pretty sure I know how to do. Like, if I was Harry, I would probably know how to do that.
And
like,
what?
That Tom Riddle's diary, of course, you find that was, oh, Dumbledore thinks it's a Horcrux.
Yeah.
And Harry destroyed that by jabbing it with the basilisk thing.
Yeah.
And so I think if he just finds the correct Horcruxes and just, like, destroys them...
Yeah.
Then it'll be cool.
Yeah. But, like, do you know how to, destroy it?
There should be some kind of spell to, like, blow up things, hopefully.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if, Harry knows that yet.
Well, I'm sure Harry would find out, like, any way he can to destroy it.
Yeah. But will Harry have enough time?
That's the question. I don't know. I think that's what everybody's wondering, is yeah. Harry... is going to be able to do it or not.
I think he will be able to do it.
Yes.
I
think, Sam was talking in, like, a few episodes ago that he thinks, Harry and Voldemort are going to have, like, a showdown at the end.
Yeah, I think...
And, like, I agree with him. I think they're going to do that, too. I think they're just going to, like, have a duel. Huh. And just, like, close it.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering what you think of peeves.
Peeves?
Yeah.
I think he's funny.
Yeah, I think he's funny.
Like, I think he put some real humor into the books.
Yeah, I think that they would be a little more boring if there wasn't someone there to just make it a little mischief for Harry.
Yeah. Like, in the fifth book, when Fred and George leave, like, you know, when they, on the part when they make a total mess of Hogwarts and they jump on their brooms and they leave.
Yeah.
To go make a shop. Like, I think that's when Peeves, like, actually took an order from someone.
Yeah, I think it was the first time besides the Bloody Baron.
Yeah, because I think he looks up to Fred and George now.
Yeah.
Because they caused so much havoc.
Uh-huh.
And he's proud.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm disappointed, though, that they haven't actually shown Peeves in any of the movies.
Yeah, and there'll be no Quidditch in the fifth movie.
Yeah. That means you don't get, that if there's no Quidditch, then there's no, like, there's no Weasley as our king, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I thought that whole part was funny.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty funny.
What's Harry gonna hear when he comes back out of the forest after meeting Grop?
Yeah.
Is it just gonna, like, cut to where they won, or?
I don't know. Like, I know they're not gonna show the actual Quidditch game.
Yeah.
Like, going on, but they might show, like, them going and changing or something.
So, did you hear about how the Philosopher's slash Sorcerer's, no, it's the Philosopher's Stone will be re-released to celebrate Bloomsbury's 21st birthday? Did you hear about that?
You mean they're gonna, like, release it again? They're gonna make more copies of that?
Yeah, they're gonna release it again, and at the beginning it's gonna have a short question and answer with the authors.
Oh. No, I didn't hear about that. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I saw on the second disc of Harry Potter 4, the special features disc.
Yeah.
And the special features disc of Harry Potter 3, I think. If you were to pick, like, a magical power of any kind, then what would it be?
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting. Oh, and on HarryPotter.com, it's been updated and now has a pensive part where you can look at trailers and stuff. But also there's something that's been out for a while that I haven't mentioned, that it's who would you go to the Yule Ball with?
Who would I?
No, what it is like you answer a bunch of questions, and it tells you who you would go to the Yule Ball with.
Wow. It's like a quiz or something? I need to take that.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what I'd choose on one of these. There was one that I would have chosen two. So I tried it one time and the other time, and I got Hermione and Ginny.
So would you go with them?
No, I don't know. Just, they're still, just, to me, they're still people in a a book.
Yeah.
So, it's just hard to say, yeah, would you invite this person from a book to a dance?
Mm-hmm. If you were in the world of Harry Potter, then would you?
Would I invite... Probably I would invite Ginny.
That's pretty cool.
But I'm not sure.
Oh, do you think Ginny is gonna help any?
Yeah, I think that Ginny, isn't gonna stay back like Harry wants her to.
Yeah, because they didn't actually break up. Like, Harry didn't actually,
Harry,
like,
just said, I need to leave you.
Yeah. Like, he didn't do it out of hatred, or...
No, he did it out of love.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, they also redid Quidditch Through the Ages and Magical Creatures and Where to Find Them. They redid the outside cardboard part.
Why?
I don't know. Probably so they could sell it again and make more money for whatever charity it's being for comic relief.
Yeah, but most of the money goes to J.K. Rowling.
No, not off Quidditch Through the Ages and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. She donates every cent of that to Cosmic Relief.
Hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah. And for all of you that don't know this, you can watch a video of the second night, the night I went, of the New York reading on MSN, and I will post the link in the show notes for that. You do need Internet Explorer 6. If you do have it, do not try and download it. Just click the button that says I already have it, and you should be able just to watch it.
Yeah, it should be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
If you didn't actually go to it, if you were like me and you weren't all the way across the country.
I've watched it a few times, actually.
Who was there? J.K. Rowling was there, and Stephen King was there.
J.K. Rowling, Stephen King, and John Irving.
Yeah. And they, all three of them, did all three of them read an excerpt out of the book?
All three of them read an excerpt out of their own books.
Yeah.
And there was some very good ones. They read from, I forget the name of it, but Whoopi Goldberg introduced the whole thing, and I thought she did an okay job, not the best, because I think she could have done better instead of just reading the piece of paper. She had I thought it was pretty dull.
Mm.
But on the second night, there was a lot less Harry Potter fans there.
That's mostly because Stephen King has been, I'm pretty sure he's been around longer, and his books have been around longer.
Yeah, I know, but the first night there was a lot more Harry Potter fans, I heard.
Well, yeah, because everybody wants to be there on the first night.
Yeah, but she really gave away the big stuff on the last night.
On the question and answer session?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. See, then the people on the second night were probably smarter and asked better questions.
No, because what it was is they had to pick which ones it was mm-hmm. that people had to ask her. And still, I'm still baffled by the whole thing about, I'm still baffled about how I can have, how you can have Snape be good and Dumbledore dead. Just seems like, unless they had an agreement before, I don't see how that could happen.
They probably did because J.K. Rowling said Dumbledore is dead and Snape is good.
Yeah.
So they probably did have an agreement. They probably had this worked out before.
Yeah, they probably did.
But what do you think Snape is doing? Like, he ran off, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
He ran off at the end of Harry Potter 6. He ran off.
He ran off with Draco, probably to go hide him away. Because he knew that Voldemort would be after him.
Yeah.
And I really doubt that he's at Spinner's End. Because Voldemort knows where he is there. Do you think that he has, he'd probably at Grimmauld Place, actually.
Wait, what?
Snape is probably hiding at Grimmauld Place.
Probably.
It'll probably give Harry a huge scare when he goes there. And sees Snape, who he thinks is bad.
Yeah.
If he ever goes there, now that he's inherited it.
So, why do you think Snape is, like, bad, like, mean to Harry? Like, because of Harry's father, or just because to try and hide the fact that he's actually trying to help him?
I think it could be one or both. It could have been the only reason why he likes him the least bit is because he liked his mom, but he hated his dad for the torture that he put him through, because James was popular, and he was just this unpopular, greasy-haired kid.
Mm-hmm.
And as we hear in book 5, he was abused as a child.
Yeah. So he had a terrible child life.
Yeah, and he probably thought of Hogwarts kind of like Harry did, except Harry not being popular and Draco being popular. That's probably how it'd be. Hating going home.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the least popular person in the school.
Yeah.
Always mixed up in dark arts.
Yeah, see, that's what I like J.K. Rowling. She incorporated all these, like, since those Harry, Ron, Hermione, and Draco, and all the other teenagers are going through adolescence.
Yeah.
And they're at that age. She actually incorporated all the feelings and emotions that, you know, regular teenagers go through.
Yeah, I usually go back and read the book when I turn Harry's age.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for a while.
Yeah. And I think it's funny. I think it's weird that in the magical world, you know, they come of age at 17?
Yeah.
And not 18?
Yeah, 17. I wonder in Great Britain you become of age at 17.
Really?
I wonder. Because that would make sense. Or it could just be the whole 7 thing, how 7 is just a popular number in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, how is 7 a popular number? Like, there's 7 books, like, 7...
7 years at Hogwarts, 7 Horcruxes, What are some other things? There's just seven's used a lot, and seven's like considered a magical number.
Oh yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
That I can think about.
Well, that will be it for today's podcast. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You say, I only do what I want.